Been a swing. Hear the people scream, just swing.
There is nothing new about vending machines, but they don't usually offer something good for you among the candy bars and the potato chips. So Chicago-based entrepreneur Luke Saunders set out to change that.
Farmer's Fridge began about 4 years ago, and its vending machines offer fresh food ranging from almond butter oatmeal to Southwest salad, all served in plastic green-lidded jars. Dozens of the machines are in place in the Chicago area, ranging from 7-Elevens to O'Hare Airport. And last month, Farmers Fridges traveled north to Milwaukee.
Lake Effect's Susan Bentz met Saunders in the lobby of the Chase Tower downtown, where one of his vending fridges is located. Over the hum of a nearby escalator, Saunders explains how he came up with his business idea.
The first ever fridge was actually in my apartment. It was like I went to Best Buy.
The public in.
No, I went to Best Buy and kind of bought a refrigerator and filled it full of salads. And it was like I have a picture. It's the original prototype. But the first kind of consumer facing launched fridge was actually in a food court in downtown Chicago. It was a really crappy food court. It was the only place in Chicago that would take me. Because at the time, the idea that you could have restaurant-quality meal from an automated fridge was like, people were telling me it made no sense, and they didn't have any room for me. That food court actually was so crappy it went bankrupt about a year after we opened in there. And we were able to pick the fridge up and move it to a new location. But yeah, that was our first location. It was right in between a McDonald's, a Dunkin' Donuts, and a Subway. I have a fondness for that location. I actually even rented a scissor lift and like painted the whole wall behind it. We had plants on the fridge and this big mat of AstroTurf in front of it to make it feel more inviting. And really that mentality has never changed. Just how do we create sort of a restaurant quality meal, but also an experience that's memorable enough that you actually want to come back? This is basically the culmination of 4 years of work. So I actually built the first fridge and the subsequent probably 30 or 40 of them.
You mean yourself?
Yeah, like me, I'd help. But I was on site for every single one of those installs, very actively engaged in the prototyping and design of every unit. We had everything from reclaimed wood to graffiti artists to very fancy walnut for a hospital. And that whole time we were just learning, you know, what is going to work in different environments? What do consumers really want to see? What are the elements of a fridge when you walk up that should strike you first? And it was funny, the simplest thing is usually the right answer. And so everything we've done now is to have the food be the first thing that you see. And really the design should blend into the background. So it has this kind of iconic angular shape so that you know it's really not your typical vending machine. There's something special about it, and you'll recognize it from a distance. But really, the first thing you should see is the food.
So what led you? You've already told me this wasn't your first line of business.
No, not quite. So before this, I was a small business entrepreneur. I had a bike rental company, and then I ran a grease lubricant manufacturing business with my dad. And then I took a job as a metal finishing salesman. So I actually covered Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. And metal finishing, for those of you who don't know, is basically the industrial version of a nonstick pan. So I would go into factories and kind of help people with things like, you know, lowering friction or how do I get this waffle not to stick to this giant football field size waffle maker.
Yeah. So then how did this happen?
You know, it was
talking about is Farmer's Fridge.
Yeah, how did Farmer's Fridge come to be? Like metal finishing and then automated fridges. It's just really logical, right? I always have loved food very much. My biggest challenge when I was on the road was where I could find wholesome, delicious meals, you know, restaurant quality food that was fresh and healthy. I started thinking, you know, how could I change the way that this food gets to people in order to make it 24/7 access to wholesome, delicious food? And I kind of backed into the idea for the automated fridge. Everything up to that point was really, if I make it in a centralized location and I just commit us to making the highest quality possible. So we're going to hand cut the lettuce, we're going to make the dressings from scratch, we're going to use avocados and all of the things that you would want if you were buying a really great restaurant meal. But then we're going to figure out how to get it to consumers the same day. So I don't want to hear about preservatives, I don't want to hear about shelf life. It's just we're going to design an entire business model around getting this product to people faster. And that's how we're going to drive quality. and we're going to do everything actually by hand and from scratch way. And ultimately, we settled on the idea for the fridge as the way to accomplish that. But it was never like, oh, I'm going to have a salad vending machine. I really wanted to create a platform for making restaurant quality food more accessible.
So then how long was it, let's reel back, to finding who would prepare your food, where that food would come from, you know, sourcing your lettuce and all those goodies?
We actually make the food overnight and deliver it overnight, and that has not changed from day one. At the beginning, we hired a couple of prep cooks. I helped, my wife pitched in, and it was always the mentality to source the best quality ingredients that we could. So focus on, you know, is this the best cherry tomato for this dish and how much of that should be in there? And we did things like for anything that's on the dirty dozen list, which has a lot of pesticides, we'd use organic. And we've always been very thoughtful about it. It's difficult. We manage 140 plus different ingredients in our facility. So it's quite a few. And it's always trying to be very strategic. So using seafood that's been signed off by Monterey Bay or certain level of sustainability on protein, and just try to make sure that we're doing everything that we can. Because frankly, when I started, actually the order was so small that I had to go to the produce place and pick it up myself. So like I was sitting there in my Subaru at 2 in the morning waiting for them to load my car up. You know, since then we obviously have a lot more control over who we're buying from, where it's coming from. This is actually the last week for the peach caprese salad, which we contracted with a farm. It was the first time we were able to project the demand on a local seasonal product and actually say, okay, we're going to write a contract. And it's actually been a very successful salad for us.
We have a really successful peach grower here in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah? Yes. Okay. Yeah, we actually get quite a bit of stuff from Wisconsin, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. Like all the driftless things like maple syrup and things like that. Yeah. So there's a company called Local Foods in Chicago that aggregates a lot of the regional things. And because produce is very difficult in the Midwest for year-round production, they do a lot of things like the proteins, and the maple syrup is the one that comes to mind right off.
Sure.
And cheese, actually.
So now how many people prepare in your kitchen? How many drivers do you have?
Yeah, so I think one of the probably the biggest misconceptions when you walk up to a farmer's fridge is that it's like very automated, when in fact the whole back-end operation is very manual. So we have over 80 employees. Most of that is kitchen and drivers.
So what's your dream? One day will you have people prepping food in Milwaukee?
You know, so I think in general, we started very lean. So like my mother-in-law actually had to beg me to hire those first couple prep cooks. As we grow, anything is possible. And I would actually really like to see one of our retail locations. So in Chicago, we have a location in a food hall that has people and can come engage. So something like that, I think, is very likely. I would say I've always had a kind of limitless ambition for this business. What we say internally is we want to make people's lives better through 24/7 access to food they can trust. And to me, that's what's the litmus test for that would be if you can get Farmer's Fridge more easily than you can get a candy bar, that's kind of like, okay, we did it. That is a very long journey. But in the meantime, this was our first expansion in the Midwest. So it's a huge milestone for me personally and for the business. And we definitely want to continue to build out the Midwest over the next 12 to 18 months. We have a huge ambition, and I think it's just the way we've managed that is always stay very focused on what do we need to do today, one step at a time, to get to that point.
So JFK, here we come.
Luke Saunders is the founder of Farmer's Fridge. He spoke with Lake Effect's Susan Bentz. You can find out more about his healthy vending machine business, including where to find the machines in Milwaukee, at wuwm.com.